Just a quick word of prayer. O gracious God and Father, we are thankful for what you have given thus far. And so once again, we are cast upon thee for the remainder of this session, even for this topic that would be taken up at this time. Speak to the hearts of both the speaker and hearers alike, so that together we would be more like the Lord Jesus Christ. We are cast upon thee at this time for thy Spirit's help. We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
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 In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, it's the responsibility that I have given to speak on choosing the good part. And so in Luke chapter 10, verse 42, the Lord Jesus, in speaking to Martha, he says, "But one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Chapter 11 and verse 1. It was great. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." And so in chapter 10, we have Mary had chosen that good part. Brother Joe Wilson, I would translate it this way. Mary, sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus and hearing his word, top priority. And this is what we all need in our daily lives. We are told, as newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the word. We come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We have been brought into new life. And so that life needs to be nurtured. It needs to be developed. And what is needed for that development is the intake of the proper food. And so, you and I, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to make sure that there is that intake of proper food in order for us to develop as we go on the journey. And so the encouragement for us is that this is not a once in a while thing. I know in my Christian life, I experienced that, where spending time with the Lord was a once in a while thing. And it affected my Christian growth. But when we are talking of this devotion, we are encouraging each other that it's something that has to be a daily habit, something that we look forward to, something that we are enjoying. The minute this exercise becomes a burden or a chore, this is when the enemy of our soul comes in and robs us of that precious time with the Lord. He takes advantage of the fact that it is a burden. And what we have in Luke chapter 10 and Luke chapter 11 is the need for both sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus and hearing his word. And in chapter 11, it brings in the matter of prayer. We need that balance. We cannot have one or be engaged in reading of the word, sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus, and not taking time to pray. Both are needed in our Christian life. What we discover is that this time with the Lord, and we examine our own selves, we find that in times of our weakness, strength is needed. So we should be in the presence of the Lord to obtain the strength that we need. We will discover that there are times we are fearful and we need encouragement. This comes by us spending time in the presence of the Lord. At times we are ignorant of things and we need wisdom. We are wayward and we need guidance. We are sinful. We need restoration. All of these things, beloved, can occur in our lives. And we need to be in the presence of the Lord so that he can supply those needs. But it's not only important for the Christian growth. It is important as well in our service for the Lord. Now, the exercise may seem when we say Christian devotion, well, you know, that's for the brothers who are engaged in preaching the word, who are ministering, who are traveling. But I want to encourage us. This is for all saints at all times. And you may be involved in Sunday school work. This, what we are talking about, is needful for you. You may be involved in camp work. You may be a camp director, a counselor, a junior counselor. You need to spend time in the presence of the Lord as well, in sitting at his feet and hearing his word. You might be involved in tract distribution. You need to be in the presence of the Lord to hear his word and be engaged in prayer as well. What do we get when we are involved in these things? In hearing his word or being involved, engaged in the reading, the meditating of his word, we are hearing what he has to say to us. And when we are praying, he is hearing what is on our heart, what we have to say to him. And so it's a two-way conversation. The Lord is speaking to us from his word, and we are speaking to him in prayer. So if you are involved in any type of service for the Lord, it is imperative that you take time. You have to make time to be involved in this exercise. Now, I know there are some of us who we work the night shift. Some of us are going to sleep when most of us are waking up. But I would like to suggest, because most of what we will be saying has to do with early in the morning. You know, start the day off early in the morning with the Lord in his presence. And so for those of you who may be students and working, or those of you who are working the night shift, the encouragement is start your day off with the Lord. But this requires some diligent. It requires work. The Lord gives us an example of what we are talking about in the book of Exodus and chapter 16. We know that the children of Israel were redeemed from the land of Egypt. They were brought out and they became hungry. They were tired of that which they had been eating, the bread that they brought out from the land of Egypt. And so they were telling Moses and Aaron, you know, we're hungry. We wish to God we had died. We were left in Egypt and died there. And God provided food for them. And the exercise that we have in Exodus chapter 16, and which is applicable to us today, in verse 21, it says, "And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted." Here it is. What the children of Israel needed for sustenance as they went through the day was a portion of the manna. They gathered it early in the morning, but they were able to munch on it as they went through the day. It gave them the strength they needed for that day's journey. In verse 16, Exodus 16, verse 16, it says, "This is the thing which the Lord had commanded, gather." Beloved, the gathering takes work. You and I just cannot, a lucky portion this morning, you flip your Bible through and wherever your finger points to, that's the portion. No, it takes work, diligent, a systematic way of doing this. And so the children of Israel were to go out. They were to gather a portion. And then it says, every man according to his eating. So they needed to gather the manna. It takes work. And then they were found eating it. And that is the meditating on the portion that the Lord will give to you each morning or each beginning of your day. There's a portion for you, but it takes time. It takes work in order to get that portion. In verse 19, it says, "And Moses said, let no man leave it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left it until the morning, and it bred worm and stank, and Moses was wroth with them." Beloved saints, you and I cannot be strengthened. We cannot go on unless we get a fresh portion each day. Yesterday's portion is not, as it were, suitable for tomorrow. We want a fresh portion of the Lord Jesus Christ every day. And we sing that hymn, "More, More About Jesus, More of His Saving Fullness, See, More of His Love, Who Died For Me." This is what we need. But beloved saints, it requires time. It requires work. We are living in a world today where we have these energy drinks that whenever you feel weak, whenever you feel tired, you know, you just pop some of it in. We have 5-hour energy. Some of us like Red Bull. Some of us like Monster. All these energy drink that we take in for strength. Well, beloved saints, there are no energy drink supplement in the scriptures. It is the Lord Jesus Christ and nothing else. The Lord Jesus Christ and nothing else, nothing less. It is He that we need to give us the strength as we go on from day to day. In John chapter 6, where the Lord Jesus applied the manna to Himself, He says, "I am the bread of God. I am the true bread that came down from heaven. And He is the one that you and I are supposed to be feeding on day by day." The Lord Jesus wants us to eat in a habitual way. Every portion, every day, we get a portion of Him. And He wants us to take it in so that we can become more like Him. In the natural sense, beloved, we are told there is the need for us to eat vegetables. We have to eat starch. We have to have protein. But when we eat broccoli to get energy, you know, you and I, we do not see the broccoli spears popping out of our pores. when we eat string beans, it doesn't grow on our head like dreadlocks. When we eat the string beans and when we eat the broccoli and when we eat the meat, it doesn't pop out of our skin. We take it in, it's digested, and then it becomes a part of us. It gives us the energy that we need to do whatever we have to do. And so in like manner, the Lord Jesus wants us to take it in, to assimilate it, to make the scriptures a part of our lives. And it will give us the energy that we need to go on. Beloved, there are dangers, and I would like to speak on two of the dangers, for we have it in Elijah. And we have it in Jonah, the danger, spending time in the word and in prayer. In 1 Kings chapter 17, we have Elijah coming on the scene. And he declared, there's not going to be any rain. As it were, Elijah was a Deuteronomy man. He was reading God's word from Deuteronomy. And in the book of James chapter 5, we are told that Elijah was a man of prayer. Well, in like manner, we have Jonah. In Jonah chapter 2, we read that Jonah prayed in the belly of the fish. Jonah prayed. And when you read the prayer that Jonah prayed, you see Jonah is quoting a lot of scriptures. So Jonah was acquainted with what the word of God had to say. But beloved saints, we can make a contrast. In the life of Elijah, you can see a man who had spent time in the presence of God, and the word of God had a desire effect on his life. So he can speak and he can pray, and you can see there's a man who has been in the presence of God. When you look at Jonah.
Sorry, Joe, we need to bring it to a close if you can, please. Thank you.
1 minute. So in Jonah, you have a man who had the time to pray, who had the time to read the word of God. But in chapter 1 of Jonah, you see a man totally disobedient to God. So when you and I go into God's presence in the morning to read his word and to pray, we want to come out more like the Lord Jesus Christ. May God encourage us for his name's sake. Amen.